This is Shelley Koffler, KERA News. Republican John Cornyn has had smooth sailing so far in his race to win a third term to the U.S. Senate. His wide lead and enormous war chest have given him the luxury of waging a non-traditional campaign, which includes the Texas senior senator's efforts to draw minorities into the Republican fold. Senator John Cornyn has been watching the numbers, numbers that show a drop in Republican votes for parts of Texas with growing minority populations. He cites Fort Bend County near Houston as an example. In 2002, before his indictment, Republican Congressman Tom DeLay captured 63% of the vote. A decade later, Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney received only 53% of the vote there.
Texas is changing, and I think if you're in my line of work and you represent 26 million people, you need to make sure you're connecting with them and listening to them. And so that's why we're reaching out.
Cornyn says he's doing that with a campaign website that includes information in Spanish, Chinese, and Vietnamese. His staff has participated in at least 50 minority events since April. They handed out campaign pamphlets at a Juneteenth celebration in Austin. They spoke at a Hispanic Veterans Parade. They blogged about the Miss Chinatown pageant in Houston and talked politics with Vietnamese students in Dallas. Are you concerned that if you don't do this, Texas will cease to be a red state?
Yes. If we don't take care of this most basic sort of outreach to other folks and welcome them into the Republican Party and explain to them how our policies and our principles really help facilitate their pursuit of the American dream, then I think we will lose. And if we lose Texas as a red state, we won't elect another Republican president in my lifetime.
Cornyn's strategy comes as Democrats try to mobilize a growing Hispanic population and break Republican control of every statewide office. Democratic consultant Matt Engel says Cornyn's outreach is just a PR stunt aimed at keeping more moderate, anti-Tea Party Republicans from deserting the party. He says the Texas Republican Party's platform drives minorities away with support for policies like the voter ID law. It requires Texans to show a valid photo when they vote. Engel says that discriminates against minorities who are less likely to have a driver's license. But Cornyn sees it this way.
One of the most important things I think about the Texas law is that you can actually get a free photo ID if you ask for one. We need to make sure that people who do have a right to vote, vote, and that people who don't have an opportunity to dilute the impact of legitimate voters by voting illegitimately.
Cornyn has also taken heat from minority groups for proposing legislation that required speedier court hearings for thousands of Central American children detained at the border. Immigrant advocates said it didn't allow enough time to prepare legal cases and would have led to the mass deportation of kids. Then there's the issue of comprehensive immigration reform. Cornyn opposes President Obama's plan, though he says there should be a way for some undocumented workers to gain legal status.
We first have to make sure we are protecting the rights of American citizens, and no American citizen should be denied access to a job because a foreign worker is performing that job. But in many areas, for example, agriculture, construction, and the like, we don't have enough of a workforce. And so I would support a guest worker program that was adequately structured and that was actually enforced.
Cornyn believes minority voters will support his ideas for reforming immigration when they realize the aim is to make communities safer by stopping human trafficking and the drug cartels. Though his opponents say he's insincere, he's pushing ahead with his outreach. His staffers say they're now working on a Hindi language version to the campaign website. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.